Smartsheet is an online work management platform. What everyone's talking about right now is AI, and that is absolutely true in the Smartsheet world and project management as a whole. I think this has a lot of really good potential to allow people who are using Smartsheet to spend more time delivering high-value work. AI is going to be able to write formulas for you in Smartsheet. That's something that they've just released into the early adopter program. So if you are not super technical in formula writing, you can say, hey, I need to be able to calculate a task status based on these different variables. Tell me how to do it. And the AI tool says, hey, here you go. Or you can just ask, how is my project going? And it can write up a little summary. It's able to do some really cool things.
Welcome to Verify in Field, the Millwork podcast. Your host, Jacob Edmond, CEO of Duckworks, will be interviewing experts in the industry to bring you insights and knowledge about the latest trends, techniques, and challenges in millwork. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting out, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and join us as we explore the world of millwork. Here's Jacob.
Good morning, Paul, and welcome everybody today to our episode. Today we have Paul Ketke from Ketke Consulting joining us today. He is a Smartsheet Platinum partner and a consultant helping companies who utilize Smartsheet with implementation and consulting on their PMO solutions using it. How are you doing today, Paul?
Hey, Jacob. I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. And so always enjoy when we get to chat. And Paul and I go back a number of years. Actually, he was a consultant who helped us at USA Millwork. We were using Smartsheet way beyond what its intended uses were. But he was able to help us reel it in and really make a powerful solution out of it. So we've stayed in contact since then. And to this day, you know, at Duckworks, we use Smartsheet for our project management and scheduling and everything. So I thought it'd be helpful to have because, Paul, you don't work just in the millwork industry. You work with lots of different industries, right? But obviously you've helped with us. And so I thought it'd be valuable because as I consult with a lot of our clients and go visit shops and stuff, even if they have an enterprise ERP solution or they don't, almost all of them I see somebody in the company is using Smartsheet or even something like it. Everybody, obviously, a lot of times are using Excel and sometimes people are using other solutions. But I was at one a few weeks ago, actually, in their, I think it was the office manager accountant had Smartsheet up and she was had her own little side sheet she was using for organizing things. And so I'm sure you see this a ton as you're consulting with companies. And it's not just, hey, this is our only solution for everything in that company. Does that sound accurate?
Absolutely. And I think you made a really good call out there talking about having an ERP system and Smartsheet. To run a business, there is no one software platform out there that's going to do everything for you. You need a suite of tools. And that suite typically breaks into two different categories. You have your structured and your unstructured work. So an ERP system is going to fit firmly into that structured category. It is a process that you're managing, and you're doing the same thing the same way each time, a repeatable, consistent process. The inventory management side of that, financial tracking, financial accounting, those are really in that structured side. Then you have the unstructured side of your work. Think like your email platform, Outlook or Gmail. You're doing every single email is different. You are customizing each one to different people who you're sending them to, talking about different conversations and different topics. And Smartsheet is also in that camp as well. It is a tool you use to manage a lot of different work in a less structured way, in that each project is going to have its own unique characteristics with different team members, different goals that are being accomplished. And Smartsheet's created a platform to do that and allow people to accelerate their efficiency managing that type of unstructured work.
Awesome. Though I think that's a really apt way to define it and kind of organize those thoughts. I'd never heard it put that way. Before we dive in a little bit deeper, I want to, I think maybe take a step back and introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your background, because you used to work with Smartsheet actually proper. But if you wouldn't mind talking about your background and kind of your journey to starting your own consulting company, and then is also maybe kind of just defining Smartsheet for people who maybe aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, quick background on myself. It wasn't maybe the most direct path to get here. I kind of explored a couple different career options along the way. Initially, I thought I wanted to be a mechanical engineer.
I really
seeing things that work and things that work well. And through that process, going to school, learning, you know, going through engineering programs or courses, I started learning more about the manufacturing side and the process side. How can we manage a plant most efficiently? How can we cut down on waste, cut down on throughput time, increase quality? And that to me was really interesting. So I made my first transition to the industrial engineering side. And from there, started learning more about the software side to it as well. You've got industrial engineering, both in the physical space about how many widgets are we moving through the machine every hour and how can we do that more efficiently, to the virtual side, which is how can we get teams to collaborate and how can we track work that's being done? My childhood best friend actually worked at Smartsheet. And so we were, he's still there today. And so we were always in contact and talking about what we're doing. And the more I was learning about what he was doing, it's like, this is really, really interesting. So I ended up joining Smartsheet as a customer success manager, which is a role that's halfway between sales and consulting. So I was there helping Smartsheet's customers use Smartsheet so effectively that hopefully they would come back and say, hey, we want to roll this out across our entire organization. Which was a really pivotal moment for me, being able to understand and learn about the entire customer life cycle of someone coming in and saying, hey, we need a solution. What does that look like in the initial adoption? How do we roll it out across the entire organization? And getting to learn about that entire journey.
Awesome. That's really interesting, because I'm sure through your work in manufacturing and having the friend there, I'm sure you were finding things. You're like, man, I could use Smartsheet this way, or the company I'm working at would be able to leverage this as a way to organize information. And also coming from that mechanical engineering background, you know, engineering proper, any type of engineering is very much about solutions and problem solving and process, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really a lot of what you're doing now as a consultant using Smartsheet, I imagine, is you're basically helping people engineer processes and solutions for their businesses or really whatever, right?
Yep.
So can you then tell us what is Smartsheet? You know, so a lot of people maybe heard of it, and either they know it, they're familiar with it, or maybe they're vaguely familiar with it and it's, oh, well, that's just online Excel, or they've never heard of it. So for all the above, how would you, you know, explain what Smartsheet is as a software?
Yeah, absolutely. Smartsheet is an online work management platform. This is a platform to get a group of people to work together more efficiently. You know, the PMO journey tends to evolve pretty naturally at most companies. When companies start out small, the people delivering the work are the same people that are doing or the same people that are managing the work. And eventually, as the companies start growing, it's like, hey, we need a tool in place. Everyone has Excel basically downloaded on their laptop already. And so it's like, oh, hey, let's put in a grid here and we can kind of track stuff. And right. That was, you know, that was a standard for quite some time. And Smartsheet said, hey, wait, we can really take this above and beyond. What if we're able to roll this information up into dashboards and deliver information to the right people? What if we were able to send automated notifications on that? So they took a very similar look and feel to Excel and then just built on all this functionality to really take that project management and work management concept and deliver a tool that is right now market leading.
Right. Awesome. And there's one other acronym or abbreviation you mentioned there that I think will be helpful to define: PMO. What is PMO?
Oh, that's a great question. And, you know, that can be a little bit ambiguous sometimes. People kind of throw the word PMO or the acronym PMO around. It stands for Project Management Office. And usually what that ends up being, in a defined sense, is the group of people and the tools that are managing work for an organization.
We'll be back after a quick break.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Makes sense. Okay. And so, because in, you know, a lot of our listeners, maybe they're in millwork companies and they have project managers, right? And almost every industry has some form of that. And what PMO is more than that. It includes those people most likely in your organization, but it's really the group of people and the tools they use. And unfortunately, still very common, at least in our listener base, I would say, is whether consciously or kind of hidden behind the scenes, a lot of that does still happen in emails and Excel, right?
Yep.
And I'm sure you encounter this a lot, right? And even if companies maybe adopt something like Smartsheet or there's other, you know, similar tools out there, Airtable and even Excel Online and things where they have some of those features, right? It's like, hey, we can collaborate and it's cloud-based and this stuff, right? But even if there's people that are using Smartsheet, a lot of times they're really just using it like Excel Online and that's not leveraging it for what it's really intended for or what it's best at.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I mean by that is a lot of people are just still kind of living siloed in like, well, I have my sheet, I mentioned earlier, my side sheet of like, hey, I'm migrating it from my desktop in an Excel file to this online place, but it's still just segregated, siloed information.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's a lot of where you're working with clients is maybe, and if anything, I would say maybe is one of the benefits of, especially an enterprise organization use of Smartsheet is you can audit that, you can see all that, you can manage all that from like an admin perspective, right?
Yeah.
So I guess now bridging into the next stage of the conversation, and for those listening, you know, we mentioned earlier, everything we're talking about, if you have an ERP, don't tune out yet because I guarantee you have cases of what we're talking about in your organization, even with an enterprise ERP system and a need for something like this in pieces of your business. So as you engage with companies, you know, you full-time now, Ketke Consulting, you have a team and you're working with clients on their use of Smartsheet. Maybe they're already using it and they're engaging you how to improve it or implement it. What does that look like? And what are some of the most common kind of low-hanging fruit things you encounter when you're consulting with clients?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, one piece that I want to add on that I think you mentioned that was really interesting is about defining a PMO. And every company has a PMO, whether you realize it or not. Sometimes that's just one person on the team who decide, hey, I'm going to throw this together in an email and send it out every Friday, you know, updating our progress. That could be a PMO. You could also have a formalized team of people that are specifically doing that. And where you are on that process is going to depend on kind of what those low-hanging fruit look like and what you can, you know, what you can do and where to get started. A lot of people, when they first come to Smartsheet, they are coming to Smartsheet because they are using Excel, and every project manager has their own sheet that they're tracking who's doing what, and they get together every week for a big meeting, and they all spend this time updating a big PowerPoint that's got version control issues, and, you know, hey, we pulled up the PowerPoint for the meeting, but my details aren't in there yet, and they say, okay, we need something better.
Right.
So what Smartsheet is designed to do is bring all of those siloed pieces of information and wrap them together into a single source of truth. So you no longer have different information stored on different people's computers, in different formats, in different platforms. You know, I've seen companies where it's like, hey, this person's using Excel, this other person's, you know, maybe they've tried Smartsheet, someone's using Monday.com. Someone just writes everything in their notebook. It's just like, Okay, how can we get that together? And the first step here is defining a standard template on a standard platform. So in Smartsheet, go into Smartsheet, open up a project plan template. It's going to have your start dates, your end dates, your assigned to, your percent complete, your notes. Start by getting everyone onto a consistent format, because when you have consistent data, that's when you can start to report across these. You can start comparing different projects, and that's when you start generating these insights that allow you to make strategic change in your organization.
Yep. No, that makes a lot of sense. That's very much how we use it now. Is we actually, again, probably use it a little bit more than it's intended to, but we used to have like an estimate sheet in Excel, and we've migrated that to a template in Smartsheet. And so every time we start a new project, we're able to use we've made our own template, which you can do in Smartsheet. Mm-hmm. If you want to customize those out of the box templates, and then basically every time somebody makes a new estimate, they're able to use that template to create the new sheet. And it has cross-linked formulas, but also because there's a unified template, I can make a report across all those sheets, and the data, the columns are named the same, the data is formatted the same. And so I know that I can pull data from multiple sheets and be in the same format versus, hey, I don't know if I got all the right columns with the same information, or they're formatted as dollars versus numbers and decimals and things like that. So it becomes very powerful, especially once you implement it and then people are starting to use it. As well as kind of the interactive aspects of it, you know, so we use it for all of our scheduling, and we still use legacy resource management. We're getting into a little bit of the weeds here. There's built-in tools like that allow us to, I'm able to see, okay, who has capacity, are they overscheduled, where are they overscheduled? And one of the things that I love about Smartsheet still, which if Smartsheet's listening, please don't take this away ever, is I have a ton of free unlicensed users that really are just in there so that I can schedule them as resources, right? And so that is one of the things also I notice a lot of people gravitate towards it is like, hey, I have one person who creates sheets and owns them, or a small team of people, but the rest of my organization is able to view that data or even interact with that data collaboratively without having to have paid licenses and stuff. So there is a lot of benefits from it. So as you mentioned, kind of going back to the point you were making, is it's a way to standardize information, standardize the format and the way people use the tools, and bring all that information into a single source of truth, right? Mm-hmm. And so are there some common or very reoccurring mishaps that you see or things that people like you encounter? Maybe they didn't hire you to solve this problem, but while you're there, you're like, hey, you know, if you did this instead, it would solve these other problems that you're maybe not thinking about. Because I think what I find a lot of times with consulting is people come to you with, hey, we just want you to do this because we think this is the solution to our problem. And really, there's kind of some more core fundamental issues there that are pretty straightforward, but it's kind of like, hey, you know, if you want to kind of go the full Monty, here's if you do this, you're going to actually solve way more headaches than you realized you had. Are there cases where you find that when you're working with companies?
Absolutely, all the time. And, you know, people are very solution oriented. And, you know, I give people a lot of credit for going into Smartsheet, trying to build something out, and then saying, hey, you know, we just need this last little bit fixed. Can you come in and help us with just this very defined solution that we need to put in place? And, you know, it's like, hey, yes, I'm happy to help. But let's have a conversation here, because I want to make sure that we're treating the underlying problem and not the symptom. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, that is one thing that, having worked across so many different solutions in so many different companies, I've been able to see all these different ways that people have tried to build things, what works well, what doesn't work as well, and be able to share that experience to maybe guide my clients along a more optimal path for what they're trying to achieve. One of the big things that I see oftentimes is people are trying to put all of their information into one dashboard. They're saying, hey, I've got all of my projects. I want to have a centralized view. Mm-hmm. And they have one big dashboard with top level view across all the different projects, you know, maybe some financial metrics in there about how they're all tracking. They're trying to track overdue tasks. They're trying to track weekly updates. They're trying to do everything in one dashboard. And they're like, hey, this is how we're going to centralize it for everyone. But a key piece that is often overlooked is that centralizing data for everyone means that it's kind of useless for everyone. What we want to do, in fact, is we want to split this out by our different stakeholder groups. Leadership is going to care about certain things from a company level, from a strategic level. Our project teams are going to care about other things. They're going to want to know how many tasks do we have to do, when are they due, what's hot, what's a priority, what's what's on fire right now. And you know, the project managers and everyone between is going to need different views into the information that's important to them, because that's going to drive the actionable insights that are going to keep the process moving forward.
Right. Yeah. Something I see a lot, for example, is, you know, maybe even everything just in a single sheet, and they're like, hey, let's just keep adding columns. Oh, you need this date. Okay, we'll add a column. Hey, you need this drop-down list. Okay, we'll add a column. And eventually you have 500 columns in a sheet and a bunch of noise that nobody's able to kind of sift through to get to what they need.
Yeah.
And a lot of what you're recommending and kind of saying is, okay, hey, look, let's kind of go group by group or stakeholder by stakeholder. And that example, what you mentioned, a lot of times it seems like that's kind of driven by ownership or, the CEO or kind of the main stakeholder is like, hey, I want everything here, but he's not thinking about, okay, well, what do my team need? What does this project manager need? What does my production manager need? And how do I hone in on that, create a dashboard or a sheet for them, as well as a way that they're going to be more likely to interact with it and update it on a regular basis.
Yep. And that's really important. Start with the dashboards, figure out what people need. And then with that top-down approach, figure out what we need to be able to track to get those insights. So when you've split out all those different stakeholder groups to figure out what they need, boil that down to the data that we need to collect. And make sure that you segment your different types of data across different sheets. So all of your tasks go in one project plan. Do not mix that with your financial tracker or your raid log or your change orders. Keep all of those on separate sheets. They're separate types of data that are being tracked differently. And yep. If you mix them together, it's going to be very, very hard again to generate the insights that you need. Keep those separate. When you have a nice, clean, standardized data set, rolling everything back up to those dashboards is going to be really easy. Another one, and this one's small, but it's impactful. This is a huge pet peeve of mine. People find out about automations in Smartsheet, especially notifications. Whoa, you mean I can just tell my team like, hey, you've got a task due in 2 days, just a little reminder so you know. People go a little trigger happy with those. And a word of wisdom is that automations should be used, or not automation, sorry, notifications should be used very sparingly. If someone walks in, opens up their laptop, and they've got 20 different notifications from Smartsheet, I guarantee you they will read none of them. If they
not only that, they will create a rule that just pushes those to the junk.
Why isn't anyone making updates in the project? They're completely ignoring you because you spammed them with too many notifications.
Yeah, we had that issue. Speaking of what you helped us at USA Millwork, we had that problem, and it was like, oh, we need our PMs to get notified about all these milestones and all these things. Okay, this is great. We're just going to send them a million emails. And very quickly it was, they very quickly just said, okay, rule, send to junk. And they never got any of them.
Yep.
And nothing ever happened. And so it was much more impactful when we created, like you said, okay, we need them to have a single dashboard that is very focused. And it's maybe this week or today, here are the two or three things that we need you to know about and to take action on. And they're consciously going to that dashboard and versus going to their email and saying, oh, I've got all these notifications mixed in with all these other emails from clients and stuff. I'm going to deprioritize the Smartsheet notifications because there's 8,000 of them. Or even if you do the notifications, you can group them and say, okay, I'm going to send one email per day with a report or a summary of everything today. There's other ways to go about it.
Yep.
So there's also a wide spectrum of how people use Smartsheet. And for example, like when you helped us at USA Millwork, we were basically trying to make it into our full ERP solution, right? We were using it for production scheduling, for drafting and engineering scheduling, as well as purchasing, like material requisitioning, inventory management, and like project management, the whole nine yards, right? And we were pushing it way beyond what its intended use was. In addition, I think we were trying to tie it to some of our CRM and other stuff and pull data, which we haven't even touched on, right? There are integrations and stuff like that. But so that's one end of the spectrum, right? Hey, we're going to try to like build a whole homebrew ERP project management solution in this, right? Whereas the other end of the spectrum is like, hey, maybe we have an ERP, we already have, you know, an enterprise solution for scheduling and all this stuff, and we just need Smartsheet as a supplement for this process, or this process, right? So within those, you know, if we dive into some examples, some kind of tangible examples that people can kind of maybe listeners can envision themselves on this spectrum. Mm-hmm. So the first is, let's talk about a company that doesn't have an ERP, doesn't have an enterprise system. They're, you know, growing from kind of a small business, which is maybe the owner is also the sales guy and the project manager. And now they're starting to build a team. And they're starting to say, hey, we actually do need a PMO, or we have one, and we need a team to be able to take their piece of what needs to be done and stay coordinated. Mm-hmm. And so that type of business maybe has worked off of a LegalPad or Excel, but hasn't had any real process outside of like one person or two people. So what are some examples of how companies like that maybe would start to leverage Smartsheet for things like project management, scheduling, and kind of coordinating amongst a small team of people?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I work with quite a few different companies in that scale of, hey, you know, there's an owner who started a company a couple of years ago. Maybe they have a team of five or six people now, and they're realizing, I need to get everything that's in my head,
yep,
you know, into a system to be able to communicate that with everyone else to make sure that we're all organized and working together. You know, it's easy when it's just you, but now that you're growing, you've got a team, there needs to be a little more process and standardization to ensure that everyone's collaborating together effectively. Yep. I worked on a project a couple of years ago with a mortgage company out of Florida, and they came to me with exactly that. I think they were a team of eight at the time, and they were tracking everything in Excel. And each person had their own Excel sheet that they would track their part of the mortgage process. So mm-hmm. they would take mortgages, or they would close mortgages, and they would process the whole loan and everything. And then at the end of it, they would sell that off to an asset management group that would then own the mortgage, going the time. So I think there was 90 or 100 different steps in each mortgage process that had to happen. And what they were doing was every couple of days, each person on the team would get together with the person before them and after them in the process, and they'd compare Excel sheets and then email over like, hey, I'm done with these 20 different mortgages. I'm going to pass them on to you, and then you add that to your Excel sheet. And, the owner of that company, his name's DJ. He's a fantastic guy. He called me up. He's like, listen, Paul, I need something better. My team is you know, going nuts. They're asking me to do something, and I'm gonna push them off the cliff if I keep making them use this process. So what we did is we mapped out their process end to end in Smartsheet. We created a standardized workflow for how mortgages is going to run and who the different people are that are going to be in that. So essentially a big project plan with all the different dates for what needs to happen by when, because you need to do it in a certain timeline to make sure that people can close on their homes and the bank gets the money and then can pass the money on to the seller and everything works out and keys get handed over. So on a really strict timeline. And what we did was building the standardized process. We then built dashboards for each one of the different team members in the organization. Some of those dashboards had two or three team members, depending on the amount of work in that particular phase of the process. And what would happen is the sales team would close on new mortgages. They would pop up onto the processing team, and then the different stages in the process, and you'd see these mortgages pop on and off to people's dashboards, organized in the priority of what needs to happen when, so that people can mm-hmm. come into the office and say, hey, I'm starting my work day, or I just got back from lunch. What do I need to do now? And it was always a very clear answer of, hey, this thing, this mortgage is next in line. It needs A, B, and C. You know, maybe D has already been done earlier. That needs to happen. And then you've got your next thing. And it was very clear the team knew what they were doing. And everything just started working really, really well for them. Ultimately, they ended up being able to process a lot more mortgages than previously because their efficiency went up significantly. And mm-hmm. most importantly, the stress of worrying about, hey, are we going to drop the ball on one of these? There's 100 different steps. If any of those are missing, the client is not getting the keys to their new home. They're not able to move, and they're going to be in a horrible situation. And that doesn't look good for your company as well. So yeah. being able to deliver.
That's a great example of something that, you know, I want to call out because I think that that's, in my experience, one of the biggest kind of bonuses or benefits of Smartsheet or really any kind of solution, software solution is you're creating a process, you're creating a system. But what you just described is that before this, they were spending a lot of time meeting together to transfer information, to communicate, to get things done, right? And this Smartsheet solution you created for them ultimately eliminated that time, that need to meet, and it was automated, right? I still have to say, okay, this is done, my part's done, push it to the next role, but I don't have to meet with that person. And also there's no lag time of like, oh, well, I may have 8 things that I need to transfer, but I got to wait till the next meeting to push them to the next person, right? And so even in a production atmosphere, you know, that was how we leverage it, or, you know, with scheduling is it's, I don't need to meet, like a lot of companies rely on those meetings. Hey, we have a weekly team meeting, and that's when decisions get made, information gets transferred, and tasks get delegated, right? Okay. But in between that, no new information gets transferred unless you meet, and that takes time. And so if you're able to eliminate that, and if anything, those meetings are able to be quicker, more efficient, and more focused on, hey, let's focus on the things we actually need to talk about and solve, not, hey, here's the next task that I'm done with and now it's your turn. Like, that should be automatic. Mm-hmm. And a system like Smartsheet, you know, if you have dashboards or whatever, it allows that to be done. Okay, I've marked this done, and it automatically pops up in the next person's queue.
Yep. It also creates the decision-making process too. Because if you're having a big weekly meeting to assess everything that's gone on and plan for the next week, the information that you're looking at could already be up to a week old. And,
right.
and that means that a decision that you should have made on Monday, you're not making till Thursday. That significantly hampers your ability as a business to be agile and deliver how you need to deliver to make the most of you know, the market conditions or whatever it is that's going on at the moment.
Yeah. For example, if I get a call, I mean, this is how I use it right now, but if I get a call from a client saying, hey, I really need help with this job and I need it by this date, could you help me with that? Well, if in an old world, if I was living off of the last time I met with my team and got our capacity and our schedule, that's old data, right? Whereas today I pull up our resource view and I say, oh, well, actually we do have some time coming up on this date. And I know that because every day the data is current, you know, we're updating it real time. And so I know that if I'm taking an unplanned call from a client that's, you know, either I answer now or I don't get the job, I know that I'm able to tell them accurately, we have capacity in that window when you need this work done or not. And especially like with manufacturing production, like that's key. And for your upstream sales, project management, to be able to have that information and not have to say, well, let me get back to you. Let me go call my team and rally the troops and figure out and get an answer. And then I'll get back to you, which is how so many of us work. As opposed to just, well, let me look at the capacity schedule. Let me look at the you know, dashboard, whatever it is. And you can have that stuff ready to go to make as you said, the decision-making process more real time. So swinging the other end towards the end of the spectrum, you know, companies that maybe are larger are already have, you know, an enterprise system, you know, maybe they're using, like in our industry, a lot of people are using, Energy as an ERP option or Crow's Nest or, Project Pack, or even Epicore or bigger solutions like Oracle, whatever, you know, there's lots of ERP solutions out there. Or, you know, you still may even have a separate accounting or finance package. You may be using QuickBooks or any of the other solutions. There's still other needs that maybe those don't solve. And what are some examples of companies like that are leveraging Smartsheet for pieces of their PMO, you know, to supplement that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Smartsheet is used all the way up to the large all the way up through the large enterprise spectrum of the market. You know, Smartsheet really, really likes to brag that they've got, I think it's 97 these days, 97 of the Fortune 100 using Smartsheet.
Oh, really?
manage work there. I had the opportunity.
The other three are not reporting, but somebody's using it.
Somebody somewhere, yes.
Yeah.
So I had a great opportunity to work with Cushman Wakefield. They are a global real estate company. They're one of the big giants out there for commercial real estate. So they do large office buildings, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. And they needed a PMO system that was going to be flexible enough for their different teams to use across different regions. But then also being able to give them the centralized insights that they need. When I was introduced to the organization and to their PMO team, they had a couple different tools internally that varied by regions, varied by teams. There was no consistency across any of them. And some regions just didn't have anything. Some of them were just using Excel. It's like, hey, this is our PMO tool. And they said, hey, we need to create a solution so that we can all work together as a company and deliver on projects in an efficient manner. So we need to be able to track things like what is everything that's going on in the project? What's our financial impact going to be? And prioritize what we're doing so that we are working on the areas that are going to deliver the biggest ROI for the organization. And, you know, maybe we put some of those smaller nice to haves on the back burner for the time being, but then make sure that we can do that across a global organization that has different, different market conditions in different countries, different needs, making sure that they're all collaborating together to deliver on the global strategy.
Yeah. No, that's huge. And I think that's something, you know, related to that, that a lot of people don't think about, you know, is maybe you even have internal initiatives that you need to track a project around, you know, a progress tracker or something like that. And a lot of times I think people think of software like this. It's like, okay, let's tackle all the big stuff. We're going to track this business process that is ongoing forever and ever. Right. But a lot of times they ignore, you know, like, okay, but what about the, you know, hey, we've got a project to just create a new, like we need to recruit and create this new position. Or maybe it's, hey, we've got a project to replace this piece of machinery and somebody needs to track all the pieces around that. And that might be a 3-month or a 6-month project just internally to your business. But having a tool like this, because I guarantee you what's happening outside of that is maybe there's one person, an admin, who is tracking it in her email or a to-do list somewhere, or maybe she has an Excel or a Word document somewhere. She's gathering information. Hey, here's all the contact information for the vendor and the machinery equipment mover. And here's the date when they're going to be here and the date when they're going to be here. When you have a tool like this, it gives you a framework where you can, one, you can just go in and say, hey, project template. There's a ton of them in Smartsheet already pre-built. And okay, now I have a central place. Everybody's looking at the same thing. Cause this is what happens so often is, or even in finance and accounting, it's like right now we're my company, we're working on our budget and forecast for 2024. We have been for a couple months, right? And a lot of times what happens is you have, well, here's my copy of the Excel, or I saved as my copy, and here's all the changes I've made. And oh, well, here's this other one. And then where it's like, okay, and I don't know which one's the latest one that we're working off of, right?
Yep.
There's so many initiatives and things like that that happen in the course of running a business with your leadership team that a lot of times nobody takes the time to step back and think, oh, how do we like just streamline and organize even our what seems temporary? And I think once you have a tool like this, it's not so much of a heavy lift of like, we don't need a full enterprise ERP for the temporary. We don't need something crazy. And I don't necessarily need more than five people to be standardized on this. But within that five people, my leadership team or the project team for this initiative, we can very quickly in a meeting say, hey, when do you create a project plan? And I need to, these are the milestones we need to track. And every week when we meet, or every 2 weeks when we meet, we're all going to look at that. We're going to update it and track it. And that's how we're going to put the new tasks on there. And then here's how we're going to track who's responsible, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of examples of that I see that once people implement it, even though maybe they're adopting Smartsheet for everything we've talked about that is more enterprise level or standardized, then they start to say, oh, well, now that I have access to this, let me track this in here. Okay, let me create a report for this, and I'll just automatically email it out every week, so everybody automatically gets the update that I was doing manually anyways. There becomes opportunity that for a lot more than you would have thought about without it.
And this is where scalability really comes into play. I'm going to push back on one of the points you made there. You said that it's project management is temporary. And I would say, yes, it is temporary in terms of the project. It's going to have a defined start and end date. But change is constant. And so you're always going to have projects. You're always going to have new initiatives that you're working on in the organization. I don't think any company has ever been successful to say, hey, we've gotten to this really good point. We're going to stay exactly here and cruise forever. Everyone's going to pass you up. So
maybe Blockbuster, they went out of business. They get there and then they go, somebody runs them out of business.
Yeah, hey, this is perfect. We'll stick with VHS tapes forever. So that change is constant. Having a process around that can handle this change over time in the long term, adapt with it and scale with it is really important. You know, the example I gave you about the mortgage origination company. Mm-hmm. They were able to do everything very manually in Smartsheet. They had a small team. They could coordinate together and make sure that everything was working perfectly. Cushman Wakefield is the opposite end of that spectrum. They are managing hundreds of projects, and a company like them is going to be consistently delivering hundreds of millions of dollars of change on those projects. And so they need a way that they can do that in a very scalable sense. And so this changes the structure of the solution Smartsheet quite a bit, in that Smartsheet has a lot of they call them their premium apps and their add-on packages. One of those being Control Center, and this is a key component, a key decision for a lot of companies. The tipping point is usually around that 20 to 30 to 40 projects per year type of velocity. When you are above that, if you're managing 100 to 200 projects a year across, a team of, a couple hundred people as well, doing that manually is incredibly time consuming, prone to error, and just not efficient. So we can add on a whole bunch of different things, both Smartsheet platform specific. So like Control Center, that's going to manage your scalability and automations that you can generate hundreds of projects automatically and roll them out, share them to the right people, connect all your data, connect all your reporting, your dashboards. And then you can also connect cross-platform, so you can integrate. If you use Power BI or Tableau to pull information from your ERP system, from your accounting software, from your ticketing platform, you can also push information from Smartsheet directly in there. There's a live data connection to both Tableau and Power BI. If you use Salesforce to track your sales pipeline and say, hey, we just want a new project, let's kick that off internally, you can have that. You can have Salesforce connect directly to Smartsheet. There's a pre-built integration there. And you win, you change that status to close one, and boom, you have a Smartsheet project that's automatically being created for you. Same thing with Jira. If you've got an IT team that's working and doing a lot of ticketing in there, you can connect to that as well. So as you get bigger and bigger in your project management organization, you find that there's more and more need to integrate consistently and scale across other platforms and with other teams. And there's a lot of functionality within Smartsheet. They have an open API. So there's a lot of pre-built integrations, but then you can also build your own custom ones as well. You can use tools like Bridge, which is a Smartsheet platform to connect with other open API platforms. You can create your own custom connections, however you see fit, to make sure that you have a cohesive platform solution supporting your business.
Yeah. And there's even things like, I think it's called Data Shuttle now, where you can basically import, upload data from kind of even non-intelligent sources like an Excel sheet, like a spreadsheet, or like other types of documents, and actually import that into Smartsheet. So there are a lot of those premium apps that are powerful that I don't think very many people are aware of. But once you really dive in and start to integrate it, it becomes very powerful how much more you can do with it.
And there's a range in there as well. I mean, obviously you can copy and paste stuff indirectly. The opposite end of that spectrum, is doing a custom API connection. That's really technical. That's a high investment to make. And like you mentioned, you've got Data Shuttle. Hey, I'm copying and pasting a lot. I can use Data Shuttle to automatically grab the CSV report that gets emailed to me once a week, and it'll automatically pull that into Smartsheet. I just drag and drop it in, and boom, it's uploaded. Easy.
Yeah. Awesome. We talked about kind of the different ends of the spectrum and types of examples. I was going to actually throw out some random examples of ways my team has been leveraging it since we have it. As I think seems to be common, some people kind of gravitate it towards the, like, oh, well, now we have this tool. Usually there's one or two people within an organization that are like, I really love this, and I want to use it for everything. Right. And they find different things. Once you have it as a tool, there's a lot of things that you can leverage it for that there are other purpose-built solutions for, but maybe as you're implementing. So for example, like we've used it for applicant tracking. Obviously there's HRIS systems and applicant tracking, but if maybe you're just doing, hey, I just have a short term, we need to fill this role and I don't need a full-time applicant tracking, or maybe I don't know if I need one or not. It's very easy to create a form, funnels applicants into it. I think still our application form is a Smartsheet form on our website that funnels right into our applicant tracking system. We use it actually for internal IT ticketing. Our managers set up a system there where any of our, now 50 people can submit a ticket like, hey, I need this software installed, I need my computer fixed, I need whatever. And we're able to queue that for our biweekly when the IT guy comes in office, right? One of those kind of things you don't really think about until you're like, oh, well, we need a system. How can we better manage this? Because this always becomes a headache. We're emailing each other, messaging each other. Okay, create a tracker for it. We obviously use it for scheduling. And we're at that probably precipice of needing to explore Control Center for our rollout of our projects, because we have templates and we're doing a lot of the same thing over and over again. But then even our asset tracking, hey, we have hardware, laptops that are, and monitors and desks and all this stuff that we track, as well as software licenses. So we have a tracker, a sheet for that where we can say, hey, this one's assigned to this user and this is what's version of Windows installed on it, all that type of stuff. A lot of stuff that's pretty basic, pretty simple. It's not really taxed, like, it's not life changing, but having that information in a central place where I can attach the receipt, I can have comments to my team and notifications, and we can all very quickly go back and reference, hey, if he's on PTO, I can go see, hey, who has this machine assigned to them, or who, is missing, or whatever it is. Like, that's really the key of what it's doing, is it's a centralized information in a unified format that everybody knows where it is, what it is, what to do with it. There seems to be endless opportunities for that. And now, as we have a new sprint or whatever it is, hey, we need to implement this process, hire this person, hire this role, whatever it is. Now it's very easy for me as a leader to be able to say, hey, action item, can you set up a tracker for this? Or, hey, can you go put this in the tracker, or so that I know that everything's updated? It becomes a tool in your toolbox as a leader that everybody knows what to do with or how to use it, versus, hey, can somebody hand manage this in some way that is undefined?
Yep. Absolutely. And I heard a really great analogy at one point. Someone compared Smartsheet to an Iron Man suit in the fact that you don't have to, you don't have, if you want to create like an applicant tracking process, you don't have to go out and say, hey, I need to buy a specific packet or specific software out there, and I need to fit my process into their system.
Yep.
You can use Smartsheet to build an automated, scalable process around how you work. The differentiating attributes that make your company unique, and mm-hmm. able to exemplify those and build upon them rather than fitting into a predefined box.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times maybe it's a bridge as you're growing, or maybe it's the long-term solution because, you only need it at the level of what it creates. And it gives that flexibility to fill those gaps with low impact, low upfront investment to get it set up. I think we've covered a lot of really good ground, explaining some examples of types of ways and types of companies that might leverage it and types of ways they might use it on the spectrum. So I'm interested, before we wrap up, to get your thoughts on two questions. And normally I ask these targeted towards Millwork, but I'm interested in your take more on your scope. So related to project management and technology, software, kind of everything, kind of the broad spectrum of what Keke Consulting contributes to and works in. What do you see changing over the next 5 to 10 years in PMO and technology solutions around it?
Yeah, great question. I think, what everyone's talking about right now is AI. And that is absolutely true in the Smartsheet world and project management as a whole. I think this has a lot of really good potential to allow people who are using Smartsheet to spend more time delivering high value work. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of stuff right now that, I think you can look at this at any point in evolution of like, hey, we're doing a lot of stuff manually. Oh, cool. Now we've got computers that can calculate everything for us. That's great.
Yeah.
I need to send out updates to my team. Well, now AI is going to be able to start doing that. AI is going to be able to write formulas for you in Smartsheet. That's something that they've just released into the early adopter program. So if you are not super technical in formula writing, you can say, hey, I need to be able to calculate, a task status based on these different variables. Tell me how to do it. And the AI tools says, hey, here you go. Or you can just ask, how is my project going? And it can write up a little summary like, hey, you've got a couple tasks that are overdue. These ones are coming up in the next week or two. This is where you got to focus. It's able to do some really cool things, which are going to remove a lot of, what you or I might do in Smartsheet today. That's maybe a little bit tedious, maybe a little bit boring, but it has to get done as part of the process, and give us more time to work on the things that really matter, making those big decisions, making the strategic moves that are going to have a much larger impact for the organizations that we work with.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about that. I just recently got access again to the early adopter program, and that's something I haven't played with yet. But the AI tools, I think I'm really excited about, because so often, it's like, I know I have this information somewhere in this sheet or somewhere in here, and I know that I can, if I could just figure out the formula to do this, I know it's possible, but I'm not familiar enough with the functions or have the time to go Google it. And I've spent many, many days and hours Googling and learning and figuring out how to make complex formulas and stuff. And to be able to, one, just prompt and say, hey, look, I just need a column that calculates this based on this information I already have, and it can spit out a formula for you. Or even, I believe that they've said it can create visuals or like charts and things.
Yes.
So you can say, hey, can you give me a chart that shows the average of this data across this span and spit it out? And I think a lot of that, like what we talked about earlier, is like, rather than, hey, I need to go assign somebody on my team or hire a consultant or somebody to create this dashboard that's a very specific thing that's just, I need it right now. I don't need this permanent thing. especially as, you know, a leader, somebody to be able to just go in there and say, hey, look, can you just create a graph that shows me this information? The data is here, and I'll be able to access that very quickly without the software getting in the way of what you need from it.
And as a consultant, you know, I saw AI was coming early on, and I was like, oh shoot, you know, is this going to put me out of a job? Like, is this going to replace what I do? It's like, oh no. And then I, you know, the graph builder, the visualization generator, that to me, I saw that and I was just like, yes, because
yeah.
I spend so much time, you know, working with my clients, and we're designing out this beautiful dashboard based on the stakeholders and what they need to be able to see. That is high value impact that I can offer to my clients.
Right.
What's not high value impact is me spending 20 minutes formatting a little graph and getting the colors in there and making sure the right data set is being pulled in and it's displaying in a way that makes sense. If I can just type in, hey, give me a graph of, you know, of projects completed per month for the last year and make that, you know, like a nice bar graph format, maybe even break it down by different departments, different types of projects. If I can just type that in, it just says, bloop, here you go. Here's your graph. That's going to allow you to spend more time where it really counts. I will say, I'm going to, you know, I love formula writing. For me, it's like my Sunday crossword puzzle or a Sudoku.
Yeah.
I like kind of plugging away at it and then it works and it's like, yes, got it.
Yeah.
But I think for everyone else that's not that nerdy into formulas, it's going to be really, really nice.
Yeah. Well, and even with, you know, and this is something that people are learning, you know, even with AI, there's a term now called prompt engineering. And it's you still have to consciously and carefully think about how do I prompt the AI to get the result I need, right? And I think there's always going to be, you know, even with AI, you know, it's, okay, how do I leverage it? It's still just a tool, and it's how do I give it the inputs to get the outputs I need? And sometimes that takes some cycling through. And so, but I think as that grows, that'll be another resource to add to your tool belt of like, okay, as opposed to me spending a bunch of time learning how these functions work, I can spend some time learning how to ask the right questions to get the results I need. And even then, it's even with your consulting, you probably find in between sessions, you'll meet with somebody and then they've spent 4 hours the last week, like you said, formatting and, oh, well, I tried to play with this over on the side. And I spent a bunch of time not really getting any results. And that's the stuff that I think that AI could help with, the people that aren't really interested in figuring out how to use the software. They just need to get the results from it.
You made a really good point there. AI fundamentally at the end of the day is still a tool. And it is up to the person using that tool to use it in a way that's going to be most effective for what they're trying to do. You know, it's the difference between, you know, me picking up a tool versus a master craftsman. Knowing how to use it in the right way to get the right results makes all the difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like a CNC. A lot of people will say, oh, well, that does all the work for you. Somebody has to program it to run and to do the operations you want it to do. So. It's very, very much the same. So on the flip side, what would you say, what do you see staying the same over the next 5 to 10 years, not changing? Awesome. I think that's really important and a good point is And a lot of times that's where really the hard part in anything we're talking about consulting comes in, is the change management with the people. It's, you know, it's very easy for you to come in and say, hey, here's, I can figure out a solution in Smartsheet. I can create these dashboards. I can get exactly what you need. But none of it matters if people don't change their habits, their ways they use it, and they're not adopting it and using it in an actionable way. And that's where, regardless of what solutions come from, you know, it's still the change management and the people that are using it. Well, this was awesome, Paul. I really appreciate you taking time to share your experience with us, your background, and talk about Smartsheet today. Hopefully some of our listeners and all of our listeners got some valuable takeaways from this. Maybe they didn't know about Smartsheet. If people are interested in getting Kettke Consulting to help them with Smartsheet or finding out more about what you do, what's the best way for them to do that? Awesome. Well, and we'll put those direct links to those in the show notes to make it easy for everybody. And look forward to hopefully having you on again in the future. Awesome. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Do you want to stay up to date about industry insights, new content, and our community of mill workers? Go to DuckworksMW.com to sign up for our newsletter. I'll see you in the next episode of Verify in Field.